listener production. As cute as a little Mary-Kate or Ashley, aww, sometimes these two cherubs get mixed up too. It's Matt and Alex all-day breakfast.
Oh, Matt, I just loved getting back on this. Just decided to sell a couple of stools on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, punishing yourself. We did the old pram. We did, yeah, Sophia's old pram the other day.
Man, what are people thinking? It's the absolute Wild West on there.
Oh,
the amount,
mate,
of people are like, this is still available? I'm like, yeah. They're like, cool, can I have it? I'm like, sure. Don't hear anything else. When do you want to pick it up? the amount of ghosts here, it would put a haunted house to shame in my inbox currently.
So how'd you go with the stools?
People were like, I was selling them for $80 each. People were trying to negotiate with me. It was like, oh, what about, you know, 40? I'm like, well, I bought some for 40 the other day. I'm like, well, good on ya. And then I finally get it to one person. I said, oh, you know, 80 each or two for one fitty. And he's like, oh, can I do pay ID? I'm like, look, I don't have pay ID. He's like, oh, I can only find $140 worth of cash. Can I pay $140? I'm like, fine. $140 for cash and the ending of this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. You just sell it for anything just to stop having to sell it. You're like, okay, you get broken down enough.
But listen, hopefully we don't leave you hanging today with a very big podcast.
Yeah, we're going to be chatting about the Arj Barker versus Baby debacle. We're going to hear your opinions on that. We've also got a mind blown, a special early mind blown this week, and we're talking about things that are broken. But not this podcast. Let's jump in. It's Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Alex Dyson, what are your thoughts about the whole
You're not going to do it to me.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it to me.
Yeah, because I know the news came out, it came out over the weekend, and then the mum
like
who
a
had
snowball.
The mum who had the baby in the show was then on The Project and A Current Affair 2 nights ago.
Mm. Bron, why couldn't we get her on All Day Breakfast?
Did we want to?
Yeah.
Just put a crying baby on the podcast.
Wow, Bron, let's see how you change your tune in a few months, hey?
Yeah, buddy, reproducer Bron over here about to have a baby. It's 2024, Bron.
You're gonna be in here helping us make our show, and Alex and I'll be like, excuse me, can you please move that baby?
Maybe the baby would be more comfortable out of the studio.
That's a total lie because we are absolute leeches. We will ask that baby to give us as much content as possible.
Exactly right. No, look, you've probably already seen Arj Barker doing a show. There was a baby who was just making vocalizations, would you say?
Look, there's
it wasn't crying.
There's conflicting reports of this, and there sort of seems to be this idea that the mother was breastfeeding and that's why Arj asked her to leave. But from all accounts that I have sort of read, of including people who were in the room, that's not actually what happened.
I've read that the lady said it was fussing around. So she said, oh, maybe I'll just give it a bit of milk, try and, you know, settle it down a little bit because it was making noise. And it was injuring that process. That then the conversation took place. He's like, would you mind going outside? So she just started potentially.
Right.
But that's just what this random podcaster heard of this night in a room in a comedy
You're
show.
You're not willing to put one of
600 shows that night at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I mean, I had a baby and I was doing shows on the weekend. I had a baby in the back of the room.
How'd it go?
Absolutely fine. I couldn't hear a peep. I looked at the back of the room. The only reason why I knew the baby was there is because I looked at the very back of the room and I was like, that woman has a breast out. But then I realized, I was like, what is going on? Then I realized.
That's one of your comedy shows, not one of your hip hop shows.
Then I realized that's fine. Don't cut it out. Okay. We know how we do in the hip hop world. Then I realized it was actually the back of a baby's head that was poking up over a baby carrier.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh.
So she wasn't breastfeeding.
No,
it was just
not
a baby's
at all.
Head.
It was just a baby's
You're
head.
Confused for a boob.
I was like, what's that weird middle boob that lady has at the back?
Yeah.
And then I realized, but here's the thing. Mm. She was sitting right at the back of the room.
Yep.
Right next to the door.
Yep.
So there was like, it just was not a thing at all. And it was in a carrier and it was, I think it was much smaller. I watched the interview on The Project. To be fair, look, I will, I'm not going to say whose side I'm on in this.
Sure,
but it's
go
worth...
ahead and say that whose side you're on.
Well, I don't... It depends. Every baby is different.
Every baby is different.
And if that baby was doing what it was doing on the project, which sounded a bit like this.
So I just thought it'd be really nice to do something that I hadn't done in a while. And just sort of get back to sort of a pre-baby me.
So, Trish, I think everyone can sympathise with, you know, what you wanted to do and how much you needed it. Given that, how did you feel when you were asked to leave?
You know, I was prepared to leave if I felt like she was impacting on other people. And it was more like how it went down, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, he could have just off mic said, oh, actually, it's really disrupting me. Do you mind? And I would have happily packed up and gone.
So there's a couple of things here. One, that baby was loud.
Like, it was a loud baby.
Just because it's not crying doesn't mean it's not distracting. And what I find happens with parents is, because I am one and I've been with my baby in public before, you get used to the grunts and the squeaks and you're just happy that they're not crying. So you, in your head, you're like, oh, they're not crying. How could this possibly be disrupted? But babies are like little... They're like little wild animals when they're little. They just like go all the like literally. Yeah. You think, oh, I'll sleep next to my baby. That'll be a really nice thing and bonding thing to do. And then all night, you're like, what is this little hatching animal that I've got like breaking out of a cocoon?
Yeah, it's interesting her saying that she sat near the door, so if it was disruptive, she could leave.
I didn't know that she did sit near the door.
But that's just what she said.
Really? Because I heard it was second row.
Well, she just said that she said it's not so much the, it was the way it was said, not like if it was disrupting everyone, but if it was sounding anything like that in that TV interview, that would be extremely distracting in a show.
Well, apparently a report I read on Twitter, and by a report, I mean someone who said that they were in the show towards the back, said, you absolutely could hear the baby. Yeah. It wasn't crying, but they said out of, you know, noise in general, if 10 was screaming, it was a consistent 3 to 6 on the sort of 10 scale, and you could hear it. And that Arj made a mention of it at 10 minutes in and said, oh, you know, there's a baby. He made a joke about it. Everyone laughed.
Yep.
And then he kept going. And then at 20 minutes in, he was like, maybe the baby would like to go outside now.
Yep.
And then everyone laughed. And then at 22 minutes in, he was like, okay, this is there's some cues here that you're not picking up on.
Yeah, I'm going to try and put baby in the corner now. Yeah, well, I guess
You own a club. You own a comedy club. Have you had babies in the room?
I haven't had a baby in the room that I've been in there before. I had friends in town during the comedy festival, and they said to me, "Oh, you know, should we take the kids into a show 1-2-1-4?" And I'm like, "Probably not."
Yeah,
just put it. They'll get bored. They'll start talking. You know, it's a tough environment to have a kid who's not interested in the show in the room. But it's also, if you go to any theatrical performance, what do they say at the very start? Can you please turn your phones off before the performance?
Mm.
You're in there. You hear a phone ringing. It's very annoying.
Yeah.
Everyone in the thing rolls their eyes. It's like, oh, they didn't turn off their phone. You know, a baby's a different thing. It needs nourishment and that sort of stuff. But reading through, I was looking at the Mamma Mia comments
they
posted on Instagram.
I feel like the Mamma Mia comments are going to be more, you know, in touch with this stuff than Alex Dyson and Maticon.
This person says, just watched ACA. The lady who's interviewed the baby in arms. If the child was as disrupted as it was tonight, no wonder Arj asked her to leave. Just saw on the news, baby 7-month-old, very wriggly and active, would have been annoyed and distracted for the people sitting around them too. Very entitled. This comment was interesting.
It's funny, isn't it? Do you know what else I find funny is that she was like, it's the way he sort of said went about it, because if he'd just stopped the show and then said to me off mic, you know, do you mind leaving? Like, but like,
you're not the only one there. You're not the only person in that room.
Like 700 other people. You're expecting the person, they've all spent really good money.
Yeah.
Some of them have spent hundreds of dollars on babysitters. They all wanted to have a really good time and not have to worry about you.
Yeah. And to then say, oh, you know, it was annoying because it was disrupted and I felt humiliated because in front of the room I had to go out. It's just like that. To then go and do the rounds. of a current affair of the project and put yourself in a, I'm not, you should certainly be able to, if you want, you know, defend yourself and that sort of thing.
Mm.
But it didn't feel like the kind of thing that needed to be defended or needed you to be publicly in there. If you're worried about that, that's an interesting one for me as well.
Well, Shell from Sandhurst on posted a response as well, said, I literally sat two rows behind her. We could not hear Arj at all. I've got a three-year-old myself, and I was really furious. I was ready to tell staff to tell her to leave, and thankfully Arj did that at that point and kicked her out. Well done, Arj. He handled it really well. I've not been out all year, and I paid for a babysitter, and it was my one night out, and I could not hear Arj at all.
Yeah, you're one night away from the babies, and then there's one in the
surrounding
room.
Surrounding you.
This other comment, Christy says, before I had a baby, I was one of those people who thought babies shouldn't be going to things like comedy shows, etc. Now that I have a baby, I definitely know that babies shouldn't be going to goddamn comedy shows.
And also on top of that, we did an Instagram poll, should a baby attend a stand-up comedy show? And the results are in, 15% of you think, yes, a baby should be at a...
I'm not thinking should. Would it be appropriate if a baby attended a comedy show? Not like every baby needs to go and see a comedy show.
85% said no.
Keep the babies out of comedy. So there you go. A bit of interesting data for you from the All Day Breakfast audience. But yeah, as far as owning a club goes, like when we're designing the room, it is to minimize distraction. Because when you're telling a joke, if you miss a word or a punchline or a setup.
Yeah, a little
Yeah. You're like, what? Like, you look over there, they tell a joke, you're out of...
Yeah.
It requires a lot more focus than, say, you're at a musical gig and there's a song playing and there's, like, ambience throughout the room. Or, you really need to pay attention to what people's saying. So when we're constructing it, we're trying to cover, you know, lights or doors that may open or close and these sort of things just to make sure that there's a minimal distraction.
Do you know what it is? It's disrespect to the art of comedy. Because would you take a baby to some dramatic... like a monologue performance where someone is like tears in their eyes discussing the pain that they felt.
Yeah.
You know, as they watched the soul leave their, you know, dying partner or something, you know, and suddenly you got next to you.
In order to uphold the art of comedy.
Yes, just because it's jokes doesn't mean that we don't want like attention and silence and to actually be heard.
Mm.
Anyways.
But the good news is, after her appearances on TV, Matt, she's going to be appearing on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on the next season. This exposure's been great. They might have to change the name to I'm a Celebrity, Please Keep Me Here. I do not like being asked to leave. Thank you. It's not the fact I was asked. It's the way you asked me, Robert Irwin.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect. You've bought a property, Alex Dyson, the one that you're currently living in.
Yes. Bloody rental, jacking the rent. And I'm like, fine, do it myself.
Exactly. And the thing is, unless you built the house yourself or did the renovations yourself, sometimes there's things in the house that you don't understand. You know, that you go like, I didn't do it. Like people will come around and be like, what's that? And you're like, I don't know. I didn't do it. I wasn't my decision, and I have to live with it.
Yeah. Right? When I was in a share house with Reese Nicholson and Kyron, now Nicholson, at the time Wheatley and Dave Ando, my mate, the bedroom downstairs has an open ensuite to the bedroom. So you can sort of, the shower was just like next to the bed, like it was a bath shower, and then through the shower screen was the bed, like right there.
Like, I've never understood hotel rooms where the toilet is just on full display to the rest
to the
of the room.
Bathroom.
Like, even honeymooners need a bit of privacy after a 36-hour flight.
Yeah.
And a little bit of plain slop. Like, give these people a chance in their marriage. God damn.
It is the number one cause of divorce, actually, is wall-less ensuite bathrooms and honeymoon suites. That's where most annulments come from.
So anyways, we've got this alarm system that's very old that was built like when the house is built. And we've since, like when we moved in, we just did we got a whole new alarm system. We've got the cameras, it's got the alarms, you know, it's on your phone, it's everything.
Got a ring light, got a ring camera at the front doorbell.
You can see through the front door, so it's not as much of a problem.
Right.
But we don't have a... You can sort of see who is standing out there at most times anyway. And we've got a camera at the front door, so it doesn't make it like, yeah. So we can always see who's there. But the old alarm system kind of just is still there. And...
would have cost more to just take out the last system. It was like...
It's like all through. It's all through the house. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like it's fine. Now we've got two alarm systems. One we don't use much, and then the other we actually use. Mm-hmm. So the old system's still there, but it started to beep, and we don't know why. Mm. And we don't know how to stop it from beeping.
Yeah.
And we've not been bothered to fix the beeping. So
how frequent is the beeping?
So it doesn't, you don't know when it's going to start beeping, but when it starts beeping, it beeps every 10 seconds, right? So it'll just be like, beep, beep. And then like 10 seconds later, it's like, beep, beep. And so for the past few, like, I'd say a month.
No,
right,
Matt.
We'll just be at home and suddenly it's like, beep, beep. And like one of us will be like, what is that? What's going on? And it's the same thing every time. But if you're in a different room, you don't really hear it the same.
Right.
So then you've got to go, and it started happening in the middle of the night.
In
so
the
we'll
walls?
Wake up. Yeah, it's like, it's on this wall panel. There's a few wall panels all through the house. So then like, you never know which one's beeping. And it took us ages even to figure out a button. So the button that you press just quietens it for a little while to say like, hey, I know that there's something going on here.
Yeah. You snooze
but then you
the
never
bips.
Know. Yeah, you snooze. Exactly. It's just a snooze. You never know when it's going to wake up again. And so multiple times in the middle of the night, Belinda and I had like just woken up with beep, beep. Beep, beep. And the thing is, we still just haven't fixed it. Like, I know that I should do this. I know I should call someone.
It's like when you got a rock in your shoe and you're like, oh, it's kind of annoying, but how annoying. It's also annoying to take your shoe off.
To stop and
turn
undo
it upside
your laces.
Down in the middle of the street, pat the bottom of it and try and get these
exactly,
things out.
Exactly. Because, you know, then Monday comes around, you're like, I'm going to call those people today. And then you got school drop off and then you got people calling you to complete this script and blah, blah. And you're like, you forget. And then it's at 1 o'clock in the morning and suddenly boop, boop. And you're like, damn it.
The manufacturers aren't open right now, so you can't call them then.
Mm. When you need it. But it did make me think, what broken thing have you learnt to live with? Because I remember some friends of ours had a TV where the button, this is back in the day, where the button, the volume up button didn't work, so they had to use a chopstick. It's used
poke,
a chopstick
the TV.
to turn the volume up.
That's pretty good.
Right.
I think I told you the saga of my dad, who the remote failed on the TV to turning on and off. So he'd just pull out the plug and then put the plug back in. But then the stand broke, and so he took it off and was leaning it from the ground up against the couch. And the aerial's broken, and so he had the rabbit ears sticking out of the side, like on this little stand. Like, it was this MacGyver setup just to watch House Hunters International. I mean, surely at some point.
Maybe Chloe and your dad have something in common because Chloe said our TV unit is held up by a brick at one end. The old brick stand, not bad. Sam said our shower head broke, so for months we were showering with water coming from a hole.
Still water. Water's water, really, when you get down to it.
And yeah, there's no,
the shower
there's no
head,
massaging
it's still water
spray.
Coming from a hole.
Just more holes than one. Like, you just got one big hole.
Why bother with multiple holes? Just have the one shower hole. That's what I say.
Brody says, I've been using a wrench to turn the dial on my slow cooker for years because the knob broke off.
Very nice, Brody.
Just feel like you're fixing it every time. Good stuff. Hey, Jess, tell us about your car. Your car has a little bit of a issue that you've just learned to deal with.
Yes. So I think someone tried to break into my car and hotwire it. I was
like in the movies, crossing the wires.
Yes, yeah, exactly like that. Because I was away and my cousin was house sitting and looking at and had use of my car and everything. She went to use it and it just wouldn't switch on. Couldn't quite work out what happened. And there was the wires cut like.
You had Nicolas Cage's ID at the bottom of your car from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah. There was a few clues there. caginess about it. Yeah. And so, found that the wires were sort of cut beneath the steering wheel. And so we suspect that they've tried to hotwire it. And And why they would pick my car, it's a bomb. So I'm not really sure why they've gone for that one. But since then, there's just been, as you can imagine, a lot of issues. But more recently, I'll be driving along and all of the lights on the dash will switch on and then the car will just turn itself off. And so I
this is while you're mid-ride, like you're in the middle of the road
driving,
here.
Mid-driving. And so I'll have to – I've gotten quite good at it now, but you just put the car into park, turn it off with the key, switch it back on, put it into drive, and you're off. So,
and does the car stop while this is happening, or you can do it while it's still moving even?
I can do it while it's still moving. Ideally, I come to a standstill.
You put it in park, still move, still coasting.
Yeah. Yeah, like, well, because sometimes you just have to, like, the car, you know, I'm mid-driving in a, you know, traffic is streaming. You've got to just kind of do what you can. But it comes and goes. Like, I'll go for a full week where it doesn't happen and I'll think, you beauty, like, I'm in the clear here. I can just, you know, this car will go on for the rest of, you know, for years to come. But then I might have 5 days where it happens four times in one driving journey and I'll think, back to, you know, carsales.com to find a new car, and then it'll just stop and I'll keep going, so it's fine.
So when are you going to, is there, like, are you just going to live like this forever or are you going to bite the bullet?
Well, this is the thing, like, I should get on top of it and get a new car while I have a car that will still get me from A to B, but then I sometimes have these... I've just got these really good runs where it just seems to be okay again, and so... Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, Matt Nellis can never make recommendations whether it's health of yourself or your car, but that sounds unsafe. So I would recommend most listeners don't try this at home. No. And the best course of action is go to a licensed retailer and get that fixed there, Jess.
I back that in. I completely agree with you. This is not the right way to live, but... working so far.
Hey, we asked and you said, so that's all good. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks so much, guys.
Well, strap your stack hats on because it's time for...
Mind...
Yes, that's right. This is the segment in which I attempt to blow Alex Dyson's mind with a fact, and yours, of course. There is not one single mind that I don't attempt to blow with these facts. And then we hear from you, a listener, with their mind-blowing fact. Alex Dyson, you know, are you ready for this jelly?
Well, I'm very excited first, not, you know, obviously for yours somewhat, but particularly Erin's, who was meant to be on last week with a listener mind-blown, but did not want to sully her good name by being associated with our filth.
Yes. Yeah, last week's Mind Blown got a little bit out of hand. So if you do want to listen to it, it is on Thursday. I know we're doing Mind Blown on a Wednesday today. That is because tomorrow we've got a special Anzac Day show, a look back at an interview that we did with a 96-year-old former World War II prisoner of war. So please join us for that. But, Daiso, here's my mind-blowing fact. Alanis Morissette is a twin.
Okay.
Has an older brother born 12 minutes before her, right?
Nice. Okay.
I thought that was pretty interesting. When she was 17, released a dance pop album in Canada and was the opening act for Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah. Here's a mind-blowing fact, though. Jagged Little Pill still considered the fourth best-selling album by a woman of all time.
Yeah, I know that.
Mild.
Grown.
I just didn't.
It's a massive album and a great album. Love that album.
We all knew that it was a great popular album, but I didn't think it was the fourth most. For a while there, it was the second behind, I think it was Whitney Houston.
The mind-blowing fact is I thought it was higher because I knew it was.
Shania Twain. You'd argue that it's actually second behind Shania Twain, but then the Whitney Houston Bodyguard soundtrack was bigger than those as well. And then there was another one that I can't remember. I thought that was quite surprising, but obviously you don't.
Nah, great album. Deserves lots of sales and listens. If you haven't listened to Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette, get on it.
Bron, did you know that...
That's what I really want.
Did you know that...
I got one hand in my pocket.
Well, I heard it the other day, and I was like,
"And the other one is giving a high five."
But it just doesn't seem like
you that ought to know. It's not fair.
To think that it's like bigger but to think that it's bigger than a Madonna or a Beyoncé or a Cher. No. I know it was big, but I just can't believe that it was that big.
Brian, you're going to weigh in on the Alanis Morissette, whether it's mind-blowing that her album sold lots?
It is interesting.
What about the fact that she was a twin? Did you know that she was a twin?
I didn't know she was a twin.
Thank you. I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, born 12 minutes of, you know, after a big little brother.
Not mind-blowing.
All right,
there are
fine.
A lot of twins around.
Oh, well, if it's not mind-blowing, then how come I decided to put it down under mind-blown in my notes for this show? Okay, because I read it and I thought, because whoa, didn't know that.
It is interesting. I didn't know that.
You and the bottom of barrels is becoming a very intimate relationship.
All right, fine. Let's get on to Emily, okay? Let's get on to Erin's. Erin's mind blown, please.
Erin, save this segment. Let's go.
Hey, guys, it's Erin. I just learnt a mind-blowing fact that I thought I would share. When humans eat chilies, we have VR1 receptors on our tongue and our lips that indicate how spicy a food is. And as well as having VR1 receptors in our mouths, we also have VR1 receptors on our rectums, which is why we get the ring of fire after a spicy meal and feel it on the way out. Anyway, hope your minds were sufficiently blown.
Why did biology or
I know.
God do that to us?
Evolutionary-wise, that doesn't make sense.
That's my number one reason to not believe in religion. Is what kind of God would go, hey, these cigs, I'm going to put a few receptors down on the old sphincter so when people are passing through, they get a nice little high five on the way out. That's
maybe
unbelievable.
Maybe it's so you don't accidentally sit on a chili plant, you know, like, you know, that would, you don't want the bird's eye going into the old.
Brown eye?
Yeah, the old brown eye. That's it. That's what I was trying to find.
Bron found it, and that is brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you very much for listening. It has been a whole lot of fun, and hopefully we'll see you for that very special Anzac edition tomorrow.
Until then, bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.